It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is
goodbye baseball! A walk-off home run by Jace Bowen! 4-2, the Marauders win it here at Lee Cobb Park.
Here we go, the 3-2, runners go, it is strike three called! It's a no-hitter! The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays! It's the first nine-inning no-hitter in Marauders history! Four Marauders pitchers, Jose Maldonado, Cameron Junker, Brennan Malone, Wandy Montute, get the job done! Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hardman breaks for second. The pitch comes. Battle takes. Strike three called! And the Marauders win it! The Marauders are champions of the Low A Southeast! Oh, baby! Let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
Good evening and welcome inside Lee Cobb Park in Bradenton, Florida, where tonight your Bradenton Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, take on the Tampa Tarpons, the single-A affiliate of the New York Yankees. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith with you from the booth at Lee Cobb, where the skies are cloudy, but thankfully for now, the weather is dry. The Marauders and the Tarpons are squaring off for game four of the six-game series. The Marauders are trying to end a three-game losing streak. The Tarpons, in the meantime, are looking for a series win here in Bradenton this week. They already have one under their belts, having won the series back in May when they last visited Lee Cobb Park. The Tarpons tonight will send right-hander Richard Fitz, a product of Auburn University, out to the mound against right-hander Po Yu Chen, the 20-year-old from Taiwan, who will make the start for the Marauders. We'll give you plenty more information on that, and as well as the starting lineups, as we get closer to first pitch. First, we will step aside, and when we come back, we'll fill you in on the myriad of changes made to the Marauders roster prior to tonight's game. There are nine in total, so we'll fill you in on those when we come back. Introduce to you a couple of the new additions to the ball club. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday, Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Cobb Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Lee Cobb Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show. It's time to go through some of the transactions affecting the Marauders roster prior to tonight's game. First, five men removed from the Marauders active roster. And we will start with those who are hitting the injured list. There are unfortunately four men in total hitting the injured list prior to tonight's game. For the Marauders, infielder Brendan Dixon placed on the 7-day IL tonight, retroactive to yesterday. Same is the case for right-hander Xavier Concepcion, also placed on the 7-day IL, retroactive to yesterday. Also placed on the injured list for Bradenton, right-hander Darvin Garcia, who pitched a couple of innings last night and was the losing pitcher, and outfielder Angel Basabe, whom we have not seen in a handful of games, also hitting the 7-day IL for the Marauders. In the good news department, also leaving the Marauders is infielder Mike Jarvis, who was promoted to High A Greensboro today. Jarvis played a handful of different positions as a Marauder this season, and he's on up to the next level. So Jarvis, who was the Pirates' sixth-round pick last year out of San Diego State, on to bigger and better things. We wish Mike Jarvis nothing but the best at the next level with High A Greensboro. As for the additions to the Marauders roster, outfielder Sergio Campagna has been reinstated from the development list on which he was placed 9 days ago, so missing just a little over a week of action. Campagna playing a solid defensive center field, showing some occasional power, still looking to cut down on the strikeouts a little bit at the plate. He is back in the lineup tonight. He is batting fifth and playing center field. The new men joining the Marauders tonight, starting with right-hander Carlos Campos, who spent some time with Bradenton late last season. 21-year-old right-hander from Venezuela has a 2.70 ERA in the Complex League this season in three relief appearances, holding opponents to a 182 batting average in a small sample size. Catcher Darwin Baez has been reinstated from the development list for Bradenton. He has yet to appear in a Marauders game, and the catcher, 21 years of age from the Dominican Republic, played last season in the Florida Complex League between both Pirates Gold and Pirates Black. And between those two squads, he put up a .231 batting average, one home run, seven runs batted in 24 games last summer. Darwin Baez, new catcher onto the roster for the Marauders. A second catcher added to the roster today for Bradenton, 20-year-old from Venezuela, Rafael Escalante. He will wear the number 30. And in 25 at-bats in the Florida Complex League this season, Escalante hit .200 with a .429 on-base percentage. Eight walks, only seven strikeouts in his 10 games. Yet to hit a home run this season, but two runs batted in for him in those 10 games. So we welcome to the club Darwin Baez, Carlos Campos, Rafael Escalante, two catchers and a relief pitcher joining the fold this evening. We'll step aside again. When we come back, we'll give you the starting lineups here at Leacom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show. It's time to meet tonight's starting lineups. We begin with visiting Tampa Tarpons, a second half record of 5-1. The Tarpons 32-40 overall this season, and in the second half they lead the fold in the West Division with that 5-1 record. Shortstop Alexander Vargas leads off for the fourth consecutive game. He is followed by Yankees number 8 prospect, center fielder Jason Dominguez. First baseman Anthony Garcia, who hit the decisive go-ahead two-run homer last night, he bats third. Catcher Antonio Gomez bats cleanup. Third baseman Marcos Cabrera bats fifth. Right fielder Kyle Battle is batting sixth. The DH tonight is Ben Rice. He hits seventh. Left fielder Reimfer Salinas bats eighth. Second baseman Luis Santos bats ninth for the Tarpons, who send the right-hander Richard Fitz out to the mound. Fitz was the Yankees' sixth-round pick last year out of Auburn. A 22-year-old right-hander who stands at 6'3", has had an up-and-down season. 5.55 ERA, 1.21 whip. Strikeout numbers are very good. 58 strikeouts over 48 and two-thirds innings. He has walked only 11. The hits at times, however, have been an issue. He has allowed 48 hits in his 42 and two-thirds innings. He is coming off back-to-back quality starts, though, the last of which was last week in Game 2 of a doubleheader against Clearwater. Six scoreless innings. Fitz struck out six batters, didn't walk anybody, and allowed just one hit. That's what the Marauders are up against to start the game on the mound for the Tarpons. Speaking of the Marauders, here is their lineup as they stand 2-4 in the second half, 31-40 overall. Shortstop Sungche Chang is the leadoff man. First baseman Jace Bowen bats second. Davis Nadal plays second base and bats third for the first time as a Marauder. Right fielder Rodolfo Nolasco bats cleanup. He had a game-tying homer in last night's game, and he's working on a 9-game on-base streak. Center fielder Sergio Campana, who we mentioned earlier, is fresh off the development list after a little over a week stay on the DL. He is batting fifth, playing center. The DH tonight is Wyatt Hendry, batting sixth. Catcher Grant Cook bats eighth, and third baseman Norquis Marcos trying to step out of an 8-game hitless skid, batting ninth for the Marauders, who send right-hander Po Yu Chen out to the hill. Chen this season, 20-year-old from Taiwan, 5.30 ERA over 12 starts. His command has been pretty good, and his strikeout numbers respectable. 61 punch-outs over 52 and two-thirds innings. Opponents are batting a halfway decent .245 against him, and that whip at 1.35, middle of the road, for the Taiwanese right-hander. There's your pitching matchup. There are your starting lineups and the manager's meeting at home plate going on right now. Manager Jonathan Johnston for the Marauders and Rachel Balkovic for the Tampa Tarpons. Nelson Fraley, the plate umpire in this one, with Garrett Griffin out on the base paths. While that meeting continues along, that's a wrap here on the pregame show. When we come back, we'll have first pitch for you from Lecom Park, game four of the six-game series. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd, for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic T-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. We are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Wojcicki. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
I wish wasn't part of me. You've increased my risk of heart disease. But these are the things you do. I'm talking snuff, snus, dip and chew.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at TobaccoFreeFlorida.com.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. And be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Lecom Park as the Marauders send Taiwanese right-hander Po Yu Chen into the mound here for Game 4 of the six-game series. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith with you here on this cloudy and muggy Friday night at Lecom Park. The lights are on already here at Lecom in preparation for any potential rain or possible thunderstorms that may creep upon the area tonight. Po Yu Chen going through his warm-up tosses, waiting for start number 13 of his season. 5.30 ERA, over 52 and two-thirds innings of work. He has walked 22 batters and struck out 61 here in the 2022 season. He faces Yankees shortstop prospect Alexander Vargas, listed by Baseball America as the Yankees' number 28 prospect in the organization. Chen looks into his battery mate tonight, Grant Cook, for the signal. Nods, hands together away from his chest, kicks and delivers the game's first pitch, a swing and a miss by Vargas. And we're underway at 6:31 p.m. 88 degrees, mostly cloudy here in Bradenton. Infielders shifted a little to the pull side on the left-handed hitter Vargas. The 0-1. Vargas takes a changeup at the knees for a called strike two. Down year in the batting average department for Vargas, hitting 176. He has shown flashes of power, though. Four home runs, 20 runs batted in. The 0-2 from Chen, swinging the liner to short, leap in a grab by Sung Che Chang, nicely done. Humpback liner, Chang takes care of it, one away, lets meet the Marauders' defense. In the outfield left to right, it's Randy Romero, Sergio Campagna, Rodolfo Nolasco. On the infield, Norkes Marcos is playing third base. Sung Che Chang, whom we just met, playing shortstop. Davies Nadal at second base, Chase Bowen at first, and Grant Cook the catcher. Another look at that Chang, little leaping grab up the middle behind the bag. That brings up Jason Dominguez. He goes after the first pitch and swats it foul down the left field line. The Tarpons of Totters look to avoid a four-game losing streak tonight. Chen with the 0-1. Dominguez looks at a fastball strike over the outside corner. Compared to last season, Chen adding a couple of ticks of velocity on the fastball. Now sits 93-94. Last season, more 90-91. He's ahead 0-2. The pitch to Dominguez. Breaking ball swung on line the other way to left field. Randy Romero barely has to move, and he makes the eyeball high catch. A couple of lineouts, two gone for the Tarpons. Anthony Garcia, the batter, as a couple of dogs are making their presence known in the ballpark. This is our Paws and Claws night, one of a handful this season at Lecom. A number of fans bringing their dogs along to the ballpark tonight. Anthony Garcia, big switch hitter batting left-handed. The first pitch to him from Chen. Fastball raises that inside corner, strike one. And the incomparable Gary Saunders, who runs our sound effects and our audio here at the ballpark with a doorbell sound effect. That's sure to keep the dogs going all night. 0-1, Garcia swings and misses out in front of the off-speed. Good change of pace there by Chen. And he is way ahead, no balls and two strikes on Anthony Garcia. Tarpon's big slugger, 6'5", 205 pounds, 11 home runs on the season, tied for second in the Florida State League. The 0-2 pitch, Garcia lays off low. Tarpon's 5-3 winners of last night's game, as you get a look at the numbers on Garcia, slugging 393 on the year. The 1-2, low and inside. The Marauders donning the home whites again tonight, paired with the two-tone hats, black crown, gold bill, skull and crossbones logo, Tarpon's in the navy blue alternate tops with gray pants. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Down goes Garcia. Strike three, and Po Yu Chen retires the side in order. We head to the bottom of the first in Bradenton. No score with the Marauders coming up. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, fans. This is Marauders General Manager Fun. Grab one of our all-new five-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders.
Lumps and lumps, regardless, mouth cancer comes as well. And just because it's smokeless doesn't mean it isn't hell. Smokeless tobacco, still tobacco, you're in for a world of hurt. So stop it now while there's still time, cause it still can bury you in the dirt.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Right-hander Richard Fitz, the Yankees' sixth-round draft pick last year out of Auburn, makes the start tonight for the visiting Tarpons. He faces Sung Che Chang, Marauders shortstop, leading off. First pitch by Fitz. Fastball right down the middle for a strike on Chang. A look at the pitch usage last time out. A six-inning performance against Clearwater by Fitz. Six scoreless frames. Struck out six. Didn't walk anybody. 0-1 pitch. A check swing by Chang. Did he go? Yes, he did, says Garrett Griffin down the first base line. Pitch usage, four-seam, slider, about 56% usage on the fastball. 0-2, swinging a chopper, dead ball at home plate. Chang fouling it off his own foot. Fitz also featuring the changeup in there a little bit, and the occasional cutter and sinker. We will mix it up a fair amount. Four-seam fastball tends to peak around 93, 94 miles per hour. His windup in the 0-2 again to Chang. Swinging a cracked bat. Bouncer up the middle. Past the mound. Over the bag. Shortstop Vargas takes it. Throws to first in time. To retire Chang. One away. Let's meet the Tarpons defense tonight. In the outfield from left to right, it's Reimer Salinas, Jason Dominguez, and Kyle Battle. On the infield, the third baseman is Marcos Cabrera. Shortstop is Alexander Vargas, who just made that play. Second baseman is Luis Santos. First baseman Anthony Garcia. And doing the catching, Antonio Gomez. Defensive alignment on your screen for those watching on MILB TV tonight. First pitch to Jace Bowen from Fitz is cut on and missed. Chased after that high slider. Fitz working quickly through his first inning. The 0-1 pitch, low and outside. What has been a strong overall season for Bowen, he has slowed a little bit in this series. 1-for-12 the first three games of the set. Look at his overall numbers there. Next pitch, a swing and a bouncer pulled to third. Right there for it is Cabrera on the belt-high bounce. He fires across to first in time, and a pair of groundouts take care of the first two Marauders hitters in the home half. No score, bottom one. And here's a man batting third in the Marauders order for the first time this season. Davies Nadal, the left-handed hitting second baseman. The pitch is swinging a hard bouncing ball pulled to second. Santos has it, no problem. Easy toss to first. Three ground outs, and the Marauders go in order in the first inning. On to the second, no score at Lee Compton Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation, will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Compton Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Compton Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Paws and Claws Night here at Lee Compton Park. There's a beautiful-looking Husky down the seating bowl. We go to the second inning, and Po Yu Chen bounces his first pitch of the inning. Facing Antonio Gomez, catcher for the Tarpons. Good defensive package. Gomez featuring a strong, accurate throwing arm from behind the dish. We've gotten a couple of looks at that already in the series. Gomez working on a 5-game hit streak, hitting .412 during those 5 games. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball. Low and inside. Ball 2. Chen was quick and efficient in the first. 11 pitches, 9 strikes. 3 up and 3 down. A couple of lineouts and a strike ball. Misses strike 1. Gomez had a brief stay in the Florida Complex League after a sluggish start to his season here in the Florida State League. Returned, though, 2-1 pitch. He swings and slashes this one to right center. On the run, Nolasco, right fielder, glides to his right and makes the catch in the gap. Few instances of hard contact here early on against Chen, but Marauders fielders have been in the right place at the right time each instance. One of the big power threats in this order, Marcos Cabrera, bats next. Cool breeze, easing across the field from right to left beneath gray, cloudy skies. Pitch to Marcos Cabrera, swung on, lifted to right field. Should be an easy play for Nolasco, looking up into those clouds. He settles underneath it and makes the routine catch, 2 outs. Easy stuff so far from Po Yu Chen. And that brings up Kyle Battle. Glen Allen, Virginia native. Battle signed last year with the Yankees as an undrafted free agent. The pitch. Fastball swung on, fouled right back this way over the roof and out toward 9th Street. Zeros in every column, runs, hits, and errors for both teams as we're early on here at Lee Compton Park on this Friday night. 0-1 from Chen. Battle swings and lifts this one to right center. Rodolfo Nolasco running in, and he glides inwards and makes the catch. 3 up and 3 down for a second straight inning by Po Yu Chen. Still scoreless, we go to the bottom of the second in Bradenton. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Compton Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Compton Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all starts 1885.
today, LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Bottom of the second here, Rodolfo Nolasco leading out for the Marauders. Swings the first pitch and fouls it back, 0-1 the count against Tarpon's right-hander Richard Fitz. Quick inning, 1-2-3 by Fitz. In the home half of the first, he winds and deals to Nolasco for a second time, who swings and fights one off foul into the screen. The Marauders nothing, the Tarpons nothing. Fitz, brown glove in front of his face, getting the signal from Antonio Gomez. And the 0-2 offering. Nolasco swings and smokes a line drive foul over the Marauders' dugout. Grabbed on the carom off the extended netting by Marauders player at the far end of the dugout. I believe that's Sebastian Rodriguez, who pitched three scoreless last night. Out of the bullpen. 0-2 again. Nolasco takes a nasty breaking ball that drops low. As we discussed earlier, Richard Fitz, primarily a four-seam fastball slider, which is featured now and then. 1-2 pitches cut on it, missed for strike three on the elevated fastball. Fitz earns his first strikeout of the game, and it's one away for the Marauders, who bring up Sergio Campagna next. First time we've seen Campagna in a little over a week. Early on in last week's series in Dunedin, Campagna placed on the development list. Came off a 1-for-23 stretch of the plate at the time he hit the dev list. Wind up in the pitch. Campagna swings and bounces one third base line. Going to be a tough play. Cabrera charges. Bare hands. No throw to first. Campagna, welcome back to the roster. Infield single down the third base line. Well, any way this guy can get on base, he can cause havoc on the base paths with his raw speed. And third baseman Cabrera, playing at standard depth there, really had no chance at all to make a play on Campagna. That is the first base runner tonight for either team. We're in the bottom of the second. Marauders looking to be the team to strike first in this contest. Here's Wyatt Hendry. The toss. Hendry swings and lifts a hard line drive to right field. Battle turning. Leaps up. Off his glove. He can't make the catch and he tumbles to the ground. Into third base comes Campagna. Gustavo Amaña waving him home. Digging for third is Hendry. Relay throw to third is late. Campagna scores the Marauders' lead 1-0. An RBI triple by Wyatt Hendry, giving the Marauders an early lead tonight. Another look at that leaping attempt there by Kyle Battle. Had it clank off his glove and then lost his balance. Fell onto that grass. A little bit of a slick surface maybe. Campagna scoring easily, no throw. So one away with a man on third, 1-0 Marauders, infield up slightly for the Tarpons. Here's Randy Romero, first pitch swinging, he fouls it back, and yes, that was thunder you just heard in the background. During the last inning break, Joe Knight of the Leecom Park grounds crew was warning plate umpire Nelson Fraley about his system. Oh boy, looking toward downtown, north a couple blocks, it is not looking good. The 0-1, fastball for a strike on Romero, count quickly 0-2. Yeah, that rain is coming. Grounds crew, many members of the Marauders staff, down by that camera well, third base side, close to the tarp. Romero gets the 0-2 from Fitz, and he swings and pops one up shallow center. Second baseman Santos backpedaling on the grass. He makes the catch, not nearly deep enough to bring Hendry home. So it's two ways. Hendry stays anchored down on third base. Now Grant Cook will be the man to try and bring his teammate Hendry home. Fitz working on the third base end of the rubber. And a pitch to Cook. He takes low and outside, a slider. Cook playing in his 18th game with Bradenton this season, batting 240. Hit a two-run homer a couple of nights ago. 371 on base percentage, showing pretty good discipline. The 1-0 toss. Breaking ball swung on, popped up, shallow down the left field line toward foul territory. Third baseman Cabrera watches it fall onto the roof over the third base seats. Remains to be seen if that rain is coming in our exact direction here. Sky's looking ugly still, though. 1-1 pitch to Cook. He lays off a high fastball, little check swing. Tarpon's appeal just in case. No go, says Garrett Griffin out on the bases. Grant Cook looking to pick up RBI number 6 in his season. Wyatt Hendry, after an RBI triple, creeps off of third base into his lead. The 2-1. Cook lays off upstairs again, 3-1. Outfield is straight away on Cook. Right-handed power hitting catcher. Circling that bat over his right shoulder vigorously. Here's the 3-1. Swing and a miss through a fastball. Dangerous spot there by Fitz. Cook not able to connect with it. And Fitz discards the ball that he had in his hand and asks Nelson Fraley for a fresh one. Right-hander, raring to go. Sets. Looks at Hendry on third. The 3-2 pitch to Cook is swung on and missed strike three. Hendry is left stranded on third, but his RBI triple scores Sergio Campagna and gives the Marauders a 1-0 lead after two innings. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Come join us at Leacom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leacom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to Lecomp Park, where we are unfortunately in yet another weather delay. Unfortunately, it has come to this. It has been one of those bad luck type of weeks, and we are in a weather delay right at the end of the second inning here at Lecomp Park. At the time of delay, the Marauders lead the Tampa Tarpons 1-0. After neither team scored through the first inning and a half tonight, Marauders struck first as Sergio Campagna reached first on a one-out infield single in the second inning. Wyatt Hendry promptly drove him home with a triple out to right field. They glanced off the glove of Kyle Battle, who made a leaping attempt just shy of the warning track. Wyatt Hendry was left stranded on third base right before the inning came to a close. Umpires Nelson Fraley and Garrett Griffin waved everybody off the field before the Marauders took the field for the third inning. So we are in a weather delay here at Lecomp Park. Not currently raining here at the ballpark. It does appear to be raining in the near vicinity, though, and there have been multiple lightning strikes and thunderclaps in the area. So umpires decided to play things safe here. The tarp, by the way, has also not yet been put on the field. However, the grounds crew and multiple Marauders staff members are standing nearby. So we'll keep you abreast of what's going on here at Lecomp Park. If we get any further updates on the game situation, we will be sure to pass them along to you, whether here on the air or on the Marauders Twitter handle, @_Marauders. For now, weather delay right before the third inning here at Lecomp Park. Stay tuned for details. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show. We're visiting tonight with right-hander Dante Mendoza. Dante, a heck of a season for you, man. You got a couple of save opportunities in there lately, and you've become one of the top relievers in the league. What would you say has been falling into place for you lately?
I think just trying to focus on throwing strikes. I know in the beginning of the year, a lot of my problems with came with just walking batters and letting runners get on base, and then a hit or an error or a pass ball, something like that, gets me in scoring position, and from there it's a lot easier to score. So just trying to throw strikes with all my pitches, keep them in the zone, and make the hitters earn anything that they're going to get.
Have you been working on anything in particular with Yoermán Bizardo regarding your any of your individual pitches or your approach, anything like that?
Yeah, definitely. I'm trying to develop a little more of a changeup. I threw it a little bit in Fort Myers, but still kind of work in progress. I liked what I saw there, so it's just throwing every day and throwing hard. And also just, like I said, throwing strikes, staying on plane, staying in direction, and just trying to pound the zone as much as possible.
And in terms of the throwing strikes, how would you say that's improved for you from, say, early to mid-April into this part of the summer so far?
There will still be some games where I'm a little erratic. I'd rather not have that, but that's just part of the learning curve and figuring things out going through a full season. But kind of just staying mentally ready to know if you're going to pitch, when you're going to pitch, and making all your reps and pitches in the bullpen before you go in the game as game-like as possible. So if you're throwing strikes there, it'll let it just translate it into the game.
And now you talked a bit about the mental aspect there. What does your mental preparation, as well as some of your physical prep, what does that look like in the bullpen for you on any given night?
They do a pretty good job here letting us know if we're hot or not. So it's pretty set in stone. I mean, I've been coming in at random points of games throughout the year, so it's kind of just seeing how the innings are going, seeing how the pitchers are doing, and if something gets in trouble, just kind of get up, move around, do some bands a little bit, just in case you know it is you. It's a little different coming in third, fourth inning compared to the ninth. You sit around a little longer, and just kind of staying mentally locked in, watching the game, watching the pitches, seeing how the hitters are reacting to the pitchers earlier in the game, and then just trying to build somewhat of a scouting report off of that.
Visiting tonight with Dante Mendoza on the pregame show. A lot of talented arms on the pitching staff, Dante. You've got Hartman in the bullpen. You've got Charlie and Ramos. A lot of really good talented arms. Do you guys feed off each other a fair amount, kind of leading up to the point where the bullpen starts to come into the picture each night?
Yeah, I think we've gotten a lot closer in the bullpen as the year's gone on. There's a little bit of a language barrier with the Spanish-English, but just trying to learn what they're like and how they're doing and just root for them when they go in. It's a lot easier for you to do better when you're rooting for someone else to do better, because we want the team to win. That's the ultimate goal. So if they go out there and do their thing, you just follow and you keep the line moving.
Starting the second half of the season tonight, 66 games to go for the team. What are some of your major remaining goals personally as we go forward in the second half?
Just helping the team win as much as possible whenever that's possible for me. And then personal goals, probably just stay healthy, stay strong, try to make my first full season. There's going to be some days in July and August that you're definitely going to feel tired, and you're going to be looking forward to the end of the season, but kind of focusing and realizing that there'll still be 20, 30, 40 games left, and keeping the same routine that you've been doing since April, because essentially nothing's changed. It's just 60 games left, and hopefully we can win some more and try to make it to the playoffs.
Sounds good. Thank you for your time today, Dante.
Thank you.
Dante Mendoza on the pregame show. We'll be back next with lineups on the Marauders Broadcast Network. Hey, Marauders fans. This is Spencer Smith. Today's game is currently in a delay. Please stay tuned for further information regarding game updates. You can also find updates on the Marauders Twitter handle @_Marauders. Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show. We're visiting tonight with Jace Bowen. Jace, over your past 4 weeks or so, you've been really seeing the ball well and squaring it up lately. Was there any particular trigger or turnaround moment you can pinpoint that has led to this recent streak, or are you just playing, feeling locked in?
I've been really working hard in the cage with Mendy, really trying to go hard and listen to the advice he has, and because he has so much experience in this game, and try to simplify things and not trying to do too much is really big, and just trying to play confident and just play, have fun playing baseball again. So that's what's been really, really helpful.
And we talked a few weeks ago for a pregame interview, and you touched on some things that Mendy has helped you with as a hitter. Are there any particular mechanical adjustments you've worked on during these last few weeks?
Yeah, just trying to keep my direction good through the middle of the field, and that way I'm not pulling off on things, and just keep my foot down. And I've made a smaller move with my front foot. That way I'm on the ground longer, and hopefully help me a little bit better. Some room for adjustment. Just every single day is positive vibes in the cage and with Mendy, and he's been doing a great job.
Now, we've talked about the fact that you've played numerous positions this season, most recently getting some experience in right field now. And we talked about some of the nuances between all those different positions and the work that goes into it. From your perspective, just from your personal experience, which of those positions required the most work to improve on and sort of get up to speed on?
I would probably say the infield. Third base, since I've never played it before. And it gets on you so quick, so I'm used to having a little bit of time at second base and in the outfield, a lot of time. So playing third base is something I have to continue to work on every single day, and I've only done a couple times this year. But the outfield is, it's just knowing the stadium, knowing, how far you are from the wall, how big the warning track is, that way you don't hurt yourself, and all that kind of stuff. That's more of, variable things for the game, knowing the wind, that kind of thing. So that's just more external things. And just go catch a ball. This is a little bit tougher place to see the ball with the big old hole in the stadium. So, really got to focus. We need help with the infielders pointing the ball out, that kind of stuff. So, it just continue to practice every day hard and trust the coaches and what we do.
Visiting with Jace Bowen on the pregame show tonight. Jace, you helped out with the kids camp at Leacom Park a couple of weeks ago. What was that experience like for you? And what would your advice be to any young aspiring ball players listening in? For those who are looking to continue to pursue baseball?
Absolutely, yeah. It was a good 3 days. It was long, tiring, but that's what I signed up for, and I love helping out kids. I think I remember as a kid, I was in their shoes one day, and how much I loved going to the Toledo Mudhens camps when I was about 8 to 10. And if I had any advice, I would say just continue to have fun. You're playing a kid's game, and have fun with your buddies. Play every single day, have fun, play with a lot of energy. Be positive and, just continue to smile and be loud and play with energy.
Coming into the final two games of the series here in Fort Myers, what are some of the keys for the team here facing the team in the division? What do you think are some keys to success the rest of the weekend?
Yeah, just continue into those strikes, play good defense, play catch, have good at-bats, just try to continue to battle, get that pitch count up, get to the bullpen as fast as we can is what we're trying to do. Like I said, just hit the ball hard, as best we can, run the bases hard, really take the freebies when we can, because against these guys, don't make many mistakes, so capitalizing on those mistakes is what we need to do.
Thank you for your time tonight, Jace.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That's Jace Bowen on the pregame show. We'll be back next with starting lineups on the Marauders Broadcast Network. Welcome back to Leacom Park, where we have some good news finally. We will be resuming play at 7:25 p.m. here at Leacom Park. We've been in a weather delay at the end of two innings, with Bradenton leading Tampa by a score of 2-1 on a Wyatt Henry RBI triple to right field. So 7:25, we hope to be back underway. Po-Yu Chen had tossed two scoreless innings for the Marauders. Marauders getting to right-hander Richard Fitz of the Tarpons, giving up the aforementioned RBI triple by Wyatt Henry. So once again, the score 1-0 Bradenton as we look to resume play at 7:25 p.m. with the resumption of this game, beginning with the top of the third inning. We'll be right back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology, and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also Youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Lecom Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey Marauders fans, this is Spencer Smith. Today's game is currently in a delay. Please stay tuned for further information regarding game updates. You can also find updates on the Marauders Twitter handle at @_Marauders.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show. We're visiting tonight with Jace Bowen. Jace, over your past 4 weeks or so, you've been really seeing the ball well and squaring it up lately. Was there any particular trigger or turnaround moment you can pinpoint that has led to this recent streak, or are you just playing, feeling locked in?
I've been really working hard in the cage with Mendy, really trying to go hard and listen to the advice he has, and because he has so much experience in this game, and try to simplify things and not trying to do too much is really big, and just trying to play confident and just play, have fun playing baseball again. So that's what's been really, really helpful.
And we talked a few weeks ago for a pregame interview, and you touched on some things that Mendy has helped you with as a hitter. Are there any particular mechanical adjustments you've worked on during these last few weeks?
Just trying to keep my direction good through the middle of the field, and that way I'm not pulling off on things, and just keep my foot down, and I've made a smaller move with my front foot. That way I'm on the ground longer and hopefully help me see the ball better, which is, it's been a little bit better. Some room for adjustment. Just every single with Mendy, and he's been doing a great job.
Now, we've talked about the fact that you've played numerous positions this season, most recently getting some experience in right field now. And we talked about some of the nuances between all those different positions and the work that goes into it. From your perspective, from your personal experience, which of those positions required the most work to improve on and sort of get up to speed on?
I would probably say the infield. Third base, since I've never played it before. And it gets on you so quick, so I'm used to having a little bit of time at second base and in the outfield a lot of time. So playing third base is something I have to continue to work on every single day, and I've only done a couple times this year. But the outfield is, it's just knowing the stadium, knowing like how far you are from the wall, how big the warning track is, that way you don't hurt yourself, and all that kind of stuff. Like, that's more of like variable things for the game, knowing the wind, that kind of thing. So that's just more external things. And just go catch the ball. I mean, this is a little bit tougher place to see the ball with like the big old hole in the stadium. So, really got to focus. We need help with the infielders pointing the ball out, that kind of stuff. So, it just continue to, practice every day hard and trust the coaches and what we do.
Visiting with Jace Bowen on the pregame show tonight. Jace, you helped out with the kids camp at Leacom Park a couple of weeks ago. What was that experience like for you? And what would your advice be to any, young aspiring ball players listening in, for those who are looking to continue to pursue baseball?
Absolutely, yeah. It was a good 3 days. It was long, tiring, but that's what I signed up for, and I love helping out kids. I think I remember as a kid, I was in their shoes one day, and how much I loved going to the Toledo Mudhens camps when I was about like 8 to 10. And if I had any advice, I would say just continue to have fun. I mean, you're playing a kid's game, and have fun with your buddies, play every single day, have fun, play with a lot of energy. Be positive and, just continue to smile and be loud and play with energy.
Coming into the final two games of the series here in Fort Myers, what are some of the keys for the team here facing the pretty tough club here in Fort Myers, first place team in the division? What do you think are some keys to success the rest of the weekend?
Yeah, just continue into those strikes, play good defense, just try to continue to battle, get that pitch count up, get to the bullpen as fast as we can is what we're trying to do. Like I said, just hit the ball hard, as best we can, run the bases hard, really take the freebies when we can, because that's against these guys, don't make many mistakes, so capitalizing on those mistakes is what we need to do.
Thank you for your time tonight, Jace.
Yo, thank you.
That's Jace Bowen on the pregame show. We'll be back next with starting lineups on the Marauders Broadcast Network. Hey, Marauders fans, this is Spencer Smith. Today's game is currently in a delay. Please stay tuned for further information regarding game updates. You can also find updates on the Marauders Twitter handle, @_Marauders. Yeah.
We are back at Lee Comm Park. The Marauders and the Tarpons are back to action as right-hander Po Yu Chen is getting set to throw some more pitches on the bump and do up for the Tarpons, rather. Designated hitter Ben Rice as we continue to get going here at Lee Comm on the flip side of a approximately 40-minute rain delay. Well, we continue our front office Friday tradition, and with me on the air tonight is Marauders manager of ticket sales and services, Nolan Bialik. Nolan, welcome.
Oh, baby, thanks for having me, Spencer.
Pleasure to have you, my man. So as we look at a 1-0 Marauders lead, triple by Wyatt Hendry that scored Sergio Campagna in the bottom of the second.
Po Yu Chen
faces off with Ben Rice, DH for the Tarpons tonight.
The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic
T-shirt. This is Legan Fields, the first pitch to Rice. Taken high for ball one. So in the ticketing and sales department, and you oversee so much of what goes on in that end of operations. Give us a little bit of a sneak peek of what goes on in your day-to-day in the office here at the Marauders.
Of course, yeah. We got a great ticket staff here. That's the best at minor league baseball for sure. But our day-to-day is we do some outreach. We outreach to different groups.
Fly ball down left field line by Rice, having a foul out of play. Ball two strikes, visiting with Nolan Bialik, manager of ticket sales and services for the Marauders.
One man and a
couple of big promo dates coming up later this month. In fact, later this weekend, one of them, Independence Day celebration, coming up on Sunday. What all is in store then?
Yeah, it's one of our biggest games of the year, and it's actually the first time we've been able to do this since the pandemic. Last year we were away on the road. But on our July 3rd game, we had the biggest fireworks celebration in Manatee County. It's going to be a packed stadium. We're expecting close to 3,000 people in the park. So it's going to be a great time. There's also going to be a free T-shirt giveaway as well.
Visit forward to it. So as we see Ben Rice go down swinging for strike three, right for Salinas, the next man up. And for those viewers or listeners who have heard our commercials that play between innings, you probably recognize the voice by now. Nolan Bialik, the voice of the Thirsty Thursday radio spot. So you pinch hit for providing your voice services earlier this season.
Yeah, that was a resume ad right there. That was the first time I ever did it. It was a lot of fun.
One up right for Salinas, right-handed batter. Chen deals and Salinas takes low for ball one. We also have coming up later this month, July the 30th, our back-to-school nights here at Lee Comm.
Yes, yeah, July 30th. It's also a very big day for us. We have post-game fireworks as well. We have the first 500 kids going up. We'll see the free backpack. Stuff this is really surprising. We're actually getting ready to the 2022-2023 school year.
One hopper to Sunshade, Chang it short, and Chang takes care of it for round number two. Nolan Bialik with us here at the air, the Marauders manager of ticket sales and services. So Independence Day celebration coming up Sunday, a special 6:30 Sunday start time, so we can see the fireworks up against the night sky.
Of course.
And then the fireworks coming up on back to school night again, July the 30th. And finally, the big shaboozy, the fan appreciation that a lot of folks are waiting for.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, that's going to be our last big Saturday game of the season, you know, before playoffs, obviously. But that's, again, another big fireworks night after. We usually have raffles for some really big prizes. We've done some big things in the past. So anybody in the ballpark will get a raffle ticket for a huge prize. I failed to mention, any of these fireworks nights, if you buy group tickets, a five-game plan, or season tickets, you can actually go out in right field and watch fireworks from the grass as well.
Excellent. 1-1 count on Luis Santos. He swings at the next pitch and bounces into short. Sungche Chang grabs this one and fires the first in time for round number three. Nolan, he got a little bit of a quick inning there. About another half inning for you. You have the time?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let's do it. We'll be back with Nolan Bialik next as we head to the bottom of the third. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Comm Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Comm Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Come join us at Lee Comm Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers And be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
One to nothing, the Marauders lead the Tarpons. We're in game four of the six-game series, and here at Lecom Park, we're rejoined by Marauders Manager of Ticket Sales and Services, Nolan Bialik, as Norikis Marcos takes ball one outside. We're visiting Nolan before about some of our upcoming promo dates, the Independence Day celebration coming this Sunday, back to school night, July 30th, fan appreciation, September 3rd. All kinds of fun on the way as we see a swing and a liner shot up the middle by Marcos, and that's leadoff single for Norikis Marcos. That breaks an eight-game hitless streak for Marcos. So we got, as mentioned, right before the inning break last time, a little bit of a quick inning as they're trying to escort you out of the booth here, but we'll give you a little more time on the air, Nolan. So you attend the University of Tampa from well outside the area originally. What brought you down here to Florida in the first place?
Yeah, originally I grew up in Naperville, Illinois, right outside of Chicago. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. They're listening right now. Went down here when I turned 18 because I wanted to get out of the cold. So I went to the University of Tampa there. They have a great sports management program. I call it the Mecca Sports Management. We really did a lot of great stuff there, a lot of good volunteer work and great coursework. And then when I turned 18, when I graduated college, I realized I never wanted to leave Florida. So started working for the Pirates and made my way up to my position now.
And you got plenty of sunshine. You got the beach nearby, just about a 15-minute drive away, and you've got it all. Couldn't blame you for wanting to leave the cold there.
Yeah.
It's a good choice.
Certainly.
1-0 on Sungche Chang with the man on first, nobody out. Richard Fitz deals the second pitch to Chang, and it's taken high for ball two. And he said University of Tampa, the mecca of sports management.
Yes, sir.
It's practically 50%. Our front office here, the Marauders, comprised of University of Tampa graduates.
Yes, sir. Yeah, no, it was a great spot. Like I said, I got some great opportunities. Volunteered with the Yankees, actually, for spring training, some different clubs, and I also was the president of athletic marketing. So great experiences, and was a great experience for me, and was able to get a job right out of college in the sport industry as well.
Like many of us here at the Marauders, you also help out quite a bit on the spring training end during Pirates spring training. What does the day-to-day look like for you on the spring training end of things?
Yeah, spring training is a little bit more Pittsburgh-focused, obviously, so we have to work with Pittsburgh. We get to work with Pittsburgh on some really great opportunities. So we set up, obviously, all the seasons as well as our group. So we do the same outreach that we do for the Marauders. A little bit different of a clientele. We have a little bit more of kind of the northern folks that come down, so a lot of alumni groups and things along those lines. But the same type of outreach, again, trying to pack the stadium here for spring training to support the Buccos.
3-0 the count on Sungche Chang as Norikis Marcos swipes second base. Chang looking to drive Marcos in from second. Marauders threatening to stretch their lead. Chang takes a little high for ball four. The Marauders have two aboard now. First and second with nobody out. Visiting with manager of ticket sales and services here at the Marauders, Nolan Bialik. The Illinois native decided to get out of the cold and came right here to the sunshine. And you get plenty of fresh air on your average Marauders game day. You're around the ballpark interacting with fans and helping out on that end. What do you think of the view from up here? You don't make your way up here very frequently.
No, it's a great view. Usually I'm in the box office. I have a great employee, Tyler Gray, who runs the box office, and he really does a great job. So he allows me to be able to walk around and interact with some of the fans and our season ticket holders, who I call my friends. So I'm able to walk around, hang out, talk with them a little bit, but I don't make my way up here very often. I'm going to have to start doing it a little bit more.
Yeah, you get a bird's eye view of the action, the game, the fans enjoying themselves, and of course you have the dogs here on Paws and Claws night.
Oh yeah, we got a bunch of dogs. Actually just met a little baby golden retriever called Nugget, which was a nice little interaction there.
That's really cute. One ball, no strikes on Jace Bowen. Two men aboard for Bradenton. Pitch by Fitz, and Bowen takes a high strike. 1-1. Yeah, I've seen a little French bulldog. You of course got the baseball poodle, social media famous, Twitter famous baseball poodle down there somewhere wandering around.
Yeah, he's a regular at all these games. I think he wants every game to be a bark in the park night, or a paws and claws night, excuse me.
If the opportunity ever arises, I would certainly welcome that. 1-1 pitch swung on and popped up first base side foul territory. Anthony Garcia coming over, loses his hat in the process, and he makes the catch. Looking up into the cloudy sky, one gone for the Marauders. One away, and have to ask, Nolan, as you go through your day, you know, you handle all of your different responsibilities, your different obligations. You interact with fans and help make their experience as good as it can be on a game night. What do you look forward to the most when you come to the ballpark each day?
It's really just seeing the fans come in. You know, there's somebody in the sport industry made a great experience for me. Mine was when I went to Yankee Stadium with my dad and my mom at the final year of the old Yankee Stadium, and I was able to get onto a tour on the field last minute. So that person really went above and beyond and made me want to give those experiences back to other people. So, you know, it's able to see, you know, a kid catch a foul ball or run the bases or interact with one of the players. You know, that's what makes me come back to the ballpark day to day.
Absolutely. Creating memories from the very get-go. Davies Nadal, 0-1 count. Runners on first and second, one out. And the runner breaks early from second base. Norke's Marcos hung up, and the tag made by the third baseman Cabrera up to second base. Meanwhile, goes Chang. Marauders trying to pull off the double steal. Lead man unsuccessful, two gone for the Marauders. Well, surely after one game up here by my side, Nolan, you'd be able to pinch hit for me if the situation came up, right?
Oh, I love to. You know, my dad listens to all the Yankee games, and he grew up a Yankee fan, however, so don't hold that against him, but he liked John Sterling a bunch. So, but he's listened to you. He said you've done a phenomenal job as well.
Oh, appreciate it very much. As Davies Nadal cuts through one for strike two, I could do my best John Sterling impression here on the air, but I think I may be better served to use it down in the office one day for comic relief, actually.
I'll be happy to hear that.
I'll store that one away for you. 0-2 the count of Nadal with Sungche Chang on second base. Fitz looks back that way. The right-hander deals, and Nadal takes a look at a ball just outside. 1-2. So growing up in Illinois, but a Yankees fan, there definitely seems to be some family history there. You said your dad was a Yankees fan. How did that all work out? Was there a New York or New Jersey tie or something?
No, my dad's sports idol was Mickey Mantle. So I grew up watching games with him and adopted the Yankees, but now the Pirates are my main team, Pirates and Marauders. So they're my number ones there.
Right answer. Davies Nadal down on strikes. Nolan Bialik, a pleasure having you on, buddy.
Of course. Thanks, Spencer.
As Nolan Bialik, manager of ticket sales and services with the Marauders, we'll be back for the fourth inning next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws on 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
First pitch from Po Yu Chen to begin the fourth inning here in Bradenton. Call the ball to Alexander Vargas, leadoff hitting shortstop for the Tarpons. Marauders lead this game 1-0. Chen with a 1-0 pitch and a swing and a foul back by Vargas. Count is 1-1. Chen, quick and efficient through his first couple of innings. Over to grab that ball, the ricocheted foul on deck. Jason Dominguez waiting his turn. Tarpons number two hitter in the order. Here's Chen with a 1-1. Vargas swings and slashes a line drive opposite field into left field. That's a base hit. Well, that's the first base. Breaks a string of 9 in a row retired to begin at Chen's evening. Speed on the base paths and Alexander Vargas. Jason Dominguez lined out to left his first time. Gets his second opportunity now. Chen comes set. And the pitch, runner not going. Dominguez takes a pitch low. Marauders scored the game's only run on a Wyatt Hendry RBI triple to right field in the second. Pick off to first by Chen. That gets away from Jace Bowen and bounces into foul territory. Vargas hustling up for second base, and the errant pickoff throw puts a man into scoring position for Tampa. After the Marauders played clean defense last night, Bradenton committing an error here in the fourth inning on the Chen errant pickoff move. And unfortunately puts the Marauders in a tie for first in the Florida State League in errors as a team. And on second, nobody out. The pitch to Dominguez. He swings and taps it foul. The Tarpons, interestingly enough, have been the leading team in the Florida State League in errors. They've made only one in this series. We're playing the fourth game of the series tonight. And Tampa making only one error. That came on Tuesday night. And clearly didn't come back to haunt them much as the Tarpons went on to win that game 10-4. Nelson Fraley played umpire, getting a fresh shipment of baseballs from the bat boy. The potential tying run waiting on second base for the Tarpons and Alexander Vargas. As Fraley takes some extra time dusting off home plate, looks like he's stalling for Grant Cook, who was dinged up by that foul ball, it looks like, by Jason Dominguez. Cook ready to go. Dominguez settles in the box, and the count is 1-1. Chen with a 1-1 pitch. There's a swing and a pop-up near the mound. Pitches up and makes the catch himself. You don't often see a pitcher catching a pop-up. But Poyu Chen, the closest man there, and he's able to grab it. So Jason Dominguez pops up to the pitcher. Checking just to make sure Alexander Vargas didn't wander too far from the bag. He's still there with one gone. Anthony Garcia, a man who could easily change this game with one swing of the bat. Well, bat next, and fans are trying to get the wave going down in the crowd. Anthony Garcia struck out swinging his first time. Here's the pitch by Chen. Garcia lays off outside. A 34-minute weather delay at the end of the second inning. Been our only interruption, and yeah, there are your folks on the first base side trying to get the wave going. One ball and no strikes. The pitch to Garcia. Swing and a miss out in front of the changeup from Chen. Now that wave typically looks a little bit more visually appealing if there's a fan in just about every seat. That does not happen to be the case on this particular night. Chen looks back at second. Rumble of thunder in the distance. 1-1 pitch is swung on, driven foul down the left field line. Sizable mass of gray clouds looming over left field. Not sure if it's dropping anything, though. Mostly blue sky off to the right and off to the left. Looking pretty bright, in fact, off to the west. Third base side of the ballpark. Now Chen ready with a 1-2. Garcia swings and misses. Strike three, late on the fastball. Poyu Chen reaches back and gets his third strikeout of the night. And it's two away for the Tarpons. Perfect spot on that fastball from Poyu Chen, just off the outside corner. Alexander Vargas still at center, lined out to right field his first time. Here's the pitch. Gomez lays off low. Well, it was fortunate with the way that Chen was working to begin his evening that the weather delay didn't last too long. As we look at the numbers on Gomez, 216 batting average, OBP about 100 points higher. Working on a five-game hit streak entering this night. The 1-0. Fastball swung on, popped foul. First base side, hit it out of play. Chen retired 9 straight batters to begin his evening. That included a clean third inning right after the 34-minute weather delay. Leadoff single here in the fourth. He has come back to retire the next two men, though, trying to wiggle out of danger altogether here in the fourth. The 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball, swing, and a miss. Gomez going down to a knee on the follow-through. Catching prospect of the Yankees. Has some raw power from the right side. His true highlight in his abilities, that strong and accurate throwing arm from behind the dish. He has a 1-2 count. Pitch by Chen, low and outside. Cook backhands it in the dirt. 2-2 on the Tarpon's backstop. Marauders have not held very many leads in this series. They're holding a 1-0 advantage here in the fourth. With a man on second, 2-2. Check swing by Gomez. Did he go? The Marauders appeal. He did not go around. So Gomez takes that curveball outside. Oh, there is one happy canine down the stands. Those watching on MLB TV tonight had the pleasure of seeing many of our four-legged guests this evening. Tongue hanging out, a big smile on his face. Happy to be here. Gomez had called time before Chen got settled on the mound there, so that pitch clock resets. Chen looks in, trying to execute a nice 3-2 pitch here to Gomez. He deals the 3-2, breaking ball, swung on it, shot foul into the Marauders' dugout. Thankfully, everybody okay. One Marauders player who was leaning over the padded railing, jokingly slowly stepped backwards off that top step and shrunk back away from the field after that ball flew over his head. I think that's Sergio Umana. 3-2 again to Gomez. A swing and a ground ball to third. Marcos gobbles it up. Spins glove side. Throws to first in time. And the inning is over. Tarpons leave a man stranded on second here in the fourth. We head to the bottom half. Marauders 1. Tarpons nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th. Presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Rodolfo Nolasco to lead off the bottom of the fourth for the Marauders here in front of a Friday crowd at Leecom Park. Paws and claws night on this Friday. Richard Fitz, sixth-round pick by the Yankees last year, back to the mound. He deals, and a fastball misses low to Nolasco. Marauders 1, Tarpons nothing. RBI triple by Wyatt Hendry in the second remains the difference. 1-0, Nolasco swings and rolls a ground ball to short. Right there for it is Vargas. He throws a bullet to first in time to get Nolasco by a step. Well, fans, we want to remind you to come out on Sunday night, 6:30 p.m. start time on a Sunday for our Independence Day celebration presented by Leecom. First 1,500 fans through the gate get a free T-shirt. Gates open at 5:30 p.m. for the 6:30 game. Also, post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Sergio Campagna stands in, takes a pitch low and outside. The Marauders will once again wear their patriotic-themed Stars and Stripes jerseys that will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS, Manatee Operation Troop Support. Norquis Marcos, rather Sergio Campagna, gets into one, drills this one deep to Sergio Campagna clears the deck and hits his third home run of the season. Campagna gets into one, third home run of the season, and makes it a 2-0 ball game for the Marauders. Welcome back from the development list, Sergio Campagna. A week plus to work on some skills outside of the pressure of your typical in-game situations. And Campagna appears to have recentered himself, off to a good start, 2-for-2 tonight. Here is the pitch to Wyatt Hendry. First pitch, he swings and fouls it back. Hendry, the RBI triple back in the second, as mentioned. He looks at a fastball strike two in the outside corner here. Hendry wants to challenge it. Nelson Fraley looks toward the booth. Call is upheld. Strike two. Challenge system is in place for the rest of the series. 0-2 to Hendry. Swing and a foul back on the fastball. No balls and two strikes on the Marauders DH tonight. Hendry splitting time more or less 50-50 with Grant Cook as of late. 0-2 again. Swung on, fouled right back in this direction. Rolls up the screen and heads up below. Oh, boy. That ball rolled onto the roof momentarily, then found a gap in the netting just over the roof. 0-2 coming to Hendry, and he is frozen on a Fitz fastball for strike three. Good stuff there from Richard Fitz, who has his fourth strikeout of the game. Now the pride of Mexicali, Randy Romero. 2017 international signee by the Pirates. Stance. Tough season for Romero, who has played in less than half of the team's games this year. 0-1 pitch. Randy swings and lifts a fly ball straight away left field. Salinas backing up a couple of steps. Now underneath it, he secures it with a one-handed catch over his left shoulder, and the inning is over, but Sergio Campagna drills one into the left field bleachers for a solo homer, a 2-0 Marauders lead as we head to the fifth. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders lead the Tarpons 2-0 at Lecom Park. Right-hander Po Yu Chen working on four scoreless innings. He begins the fifth with a breaking ball low and inside to Marcos Cabrera. Spencer Smith welcoming you back to Lecom Park on a warm and sticky Friday night. Fourth game of the series. Marauders looking to end a three-game losing streak. Fastball from Chen smoked on a line drive foul down the left field line. Action down the Marauders bullpen with the right-hander throwing. Starting his tosses, the right-hander Johan Montero. 1-1 the count on Marcos Cabrera, who flat out to right field in his first at-bat. The 1-1. Swing and a line drive to third. Backhanded by the shortstop, Chang behind the third baseman, Marcos. And Chang makes the throw to first in time. Cabrera gone. Great job by Sungjae Chang on a little floating line drive that he plays on one hop to his backhand side. Not an easy play. Chang made it look easy. Chang, a wizard over there. He's made a couple of tough defensive plays tonight. Marauders in front by two, top of the fifth inning. And Kyle Battle, who also flied out to right field first time, will bat next. Takes the first pitch low from Chan, a ball. We had the pleasure last inning of visiting with Nolan Bialik, Marauders manager of ticket sales and services. As we see Johan Montero continue to throw in the Marauders bullpen. Got Nolan's take on things coming up on the promo schedule later this month and through the rest of the season. Here's a strike to Battle on a fastball from Chen. Independence Day celebration coming up Sunday. Back to school night, July the 30th. Fan appreciation night, September 3rd. 1-1. Breaking ball. Battle swings, lifts it to center field. Playable for Campagna. Makes a leaping flourish and grabs it for the second out. Sergio Campagna happy to be in the fold. Little gallop there. His step, whether defensively or on the base paths or at the plate. Ben Rice, left-handed hitting DH for the Tarpons. Seventh hitter in the order, bats next, and he takes outside. Marauders got some looks at Rice the late last summer. 12th round pick by the Yankees. Last year out of Dartmouth. The 1-0. Swinging a high, towering fly ball, right field. Rodolfo Nolasco back a few steps. Now in a couple of steps on a light jog. Makes the catch. Inning over, three up and three down by Chen here in the fifth. We head to the bottom of the fifth. Marauders 2, Tarpons nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd, for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic T-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The hot dog race during the last inning break, and a photo finish between Ketchup and Marty the Marauder. Grant Cook swings through a first pitch slider from Richard Fitz for strike one. Bradenton leading Tampa 2-0. Yeah, Marty decided to play spoiler, coming in from the left field corner mid-race. 0-1 pitch. Cook checks his swing at a pitch down and away. Did not go around per the appeal to Garrett Griffin. Marty initially shoving Ketchup, trying to interfere with the race intentionally, as he does almost every night. 1-1 pitch, and Cook takes a high strike at a fastball. But Marty, in the end, decided to run with the crew and almost came away with the win. Looked like Ketchup won it by a hair. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, strike three. And Cook is gone. That is the last seven in a row retired. Looking at the wrong side of the scorebook here. Three in a row, retired by Richard Fitz, who deals to Norquis Marcos, swings the first pitch and fouls it back. Marcos, a base hit his last time up, but a line drive up the middle. 0-1. He swings and lines this one to center field. Dominguez coming in. Plays not a bounce. Two-hit night for Norquise Marcos. That's one way to break out of an eight-game hitless slump. Two for two night for Marcos out of the ninth spot in the order. Middle pitch there. Dropped right in front of Jason Dominguez. Richard Fitz, who has five strikeouts on the night. Looking to keep things close for his team. Sungche Chang digs in, looks at a fastball strike. Chang with a ground out and a walk tonight. Also stole a base in the third inning. Was left stranded on second. Time called as Norquise Marcos is removing that shin guard from his left leg. Numbers for Chang on the season. Third home run the other night. 22 runs batted. 0-1 pitch. Marcos breaks for second. Swing and a miss by Chang. Throw to second by Gomez. Too high. And almost airmailed into center field as Marcos swipes it. Norquise Marcos, his second stolen base of the evening. And he'll go and get his batting helmet, which launched itself off his head as he almost cannonballed into second base on a head-first dive. Shortstop Vargas kindly helping him out. Fitz stepped off the rubber there. Now re-engages. 0-2 on Chang. Fitz glances back at second, the 0-2 pitch. Chang swings and lifts one foul out of play left field line. After that head-first dive, Norquise Marcos, that front of the white uniform, all dirty. Johan Montero warming up in the Marauders' bullpen again. There's a chance that Po Yu Chen's evening might be finished after five. A couple of looks back at second. Fitz with the 0-2 again. Chang swings and sends another one foul left field line. Skies have cleared somewhat here at Lee Com. Enjoying a little last few rays of sunshine, stretching out across the outfield, center field, right field. Occasional lightning bolts flashing in the distance. Just saw one beyond left field. Chang awaiting an 0-2. Marcos dancing off second with one out. Fitz kicks his leg high, turns towards second base. No throw, though. Looking, Marcos back in, standing up. Neither of the middle infielders were playing close. Now the shortstop, Vargas, is going to start working Marcos over there. Vargas backs out as the pitch comes. 0-2. Chang swings and lines it down the left field line. Slicing foul. Good battle here from Chang as Salinas will have to go and retrieve that ball off the warning track in left. He flips it over the wall to a teammate in the Tarpons bullpen. Oh, he came up short. He'll try it again. 0-2 on Sung Che, who has fouled off 3 2-strike pitches now. Here's the set. Fitz with another 0-2. Chang swings and lines it to left field. A base hit. Marcos being waved home. And the ball bobbled by the left fielder Salinas. Chang wants two, and he stands in at second safely. Norquise Marcos scores from second, and a booted ball in left field by Reimfer Salinas makes it a 3-0 Marauders lead. Little opposite field base hit job there, and that ball rolling right up the edge of the glove of Salinas in left field. So that'll be an error charge to Salinas, his second of the season. Richard Fitz visiting with Antonio Gomez's catcher on the mound now. When it comes to catching prospects in the Yankees organization, Antonio Gomez is certainly a guy to watch for. Mentioned his strong throwing arm, perhaps his best tool in his skill set. He's unfortunately airmailed a couple of throws down to second base tonight, usually quite a bit more accurate. Building a good rapport with his Tarpons pitching staff that has quite a bit of talent loaded on this staff. Jace Bowen next up with Chang on second, still only one out. Chang breaks for third. Pitch is dropped by Gomez, and in safely at third is Sungche Chang with a steal. Antonio Gomez couldn't get the clean transfer from the glove to the throwing hand. And even had he made it cleanly, a And a challenge, by the way. Call upheld. A ball to Jace Bowen, 1-0. Even if Gomez made that transfer cleanly, no guarantee he would have been able to get Chang. Good jump. 1-0 to Bowen. Swings and misses. Strike one. Fastball up in the zone. Decided to attack. Couldn't connect on it. Here's the set with a man on third. Fitz with a 1-1 pitch. Bowen swings and grounds it through the hole left side. A base hit to left field. 4-0 Marauders as that brings. Jace Bowen, his team leading 42nd RBI of the season. Crisp stroke on the ground ball to the pole side. Davies Nadal will try and keep the train rolling. Three hits in the inning, three straight in the inning by the Marauders. Fitz with the pitch to Nadal. He takes a high strike on a slider from the right-hander. A couple of fans in the stands not liking it. Nadal opts not to challenge it. Long pause by Fitz, and here's his 0-1. Nadal swings and fouls it off the mask of Gomez. Sungjae Chang, by the way, does get credit for the run batted in his single into left field, bobbled by Salinas. Run scores regardless, so Chang picks up his 23rd RBI of the year. Next pitch to Nadal, shot foul off the end of the bat. On the ground, third base line, Gustavo Omana trying to play it on the ricochet off the sidewall. And he comes up a couple of inches short. I'm sure he's going to hear it from his team and from his fellow coaches back in the dugout when the inning ends. Gave it a full effort. Reaching to his left side, not able to make the play. 0-2 on Davies Nadal. The pitch. Nadal lays off low. Here's the set. And a spinner to throw to first. Back in safely is Jace Bowen. Marauders with a 4-0 lead over the Tarpons here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Fitz is set. The 1-2 toss on its way. Swing and a miss. Nadal went after it high. Strike three. So despite all the hard, loud contact by Marauders hitters, the strikeouts have still been coming for Fitz. Good spot for the fastball there, just above the zone. Getting Nadal to chase. Fitz now has 6 strikeouts in the contest. That is 2 shy of his season high. Pitch to Nolasco. Rodolfo swings through the first pitch. A 9-game on base streak for Rodolfo Nolasco. Hitting .379 during that streak. 0-2 tonight, a strikeout and a ground out. The 0-1 takes a fastball for a high strike 2. No balls and 2 strikes. Fitz sets. Not a big leadoff first by Bowen. And the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball outside. Good take by Nolasco. Johan Montero has stopped throwing in the Marauders' bullpen. He may be ready to take the mound for the 6th inning. The 1-2. Fastball swung on. Jam shot. Foul down the first baseline. Nolasco stays alive. Marauders at 2-4, their record in the second half. They're in fourth place in the 6-team West Division. The Tarpons lead the pack with a 5-1 record to begin the second half. These two teams' overall records very close, though, although they don't mean much in the grand scheme. Marauders 31-40, Tarpons 32-40. 1-2 pitch again. Too high, snapped over to first from a knee by Gomez, and Bowen dived back safely. Gomez will keep those runners in check. Not afraid to make a snap throw if the situation warrants it. Fitz around the strike zone all night. 73 pitches, 54 for strikes. 2-2 pitch. Nolasco swings at a fastball, gets a piece, fouling it back toward the fan plaza. And we'll see another one. Fitz taking a little frustrated swipe at that fresh baseball that he gets. Not happy at not being able to finish off the at-bat. Fitz is ready at the belt. Long pause, 2-2 coming, and the pitch is a breaking ball for strike three. Nolasco is looking fastball. That ends the inning, but a pair of two and make it 4-0 Marauders. Heading to the bottom of the sixth inning, rather. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, fans. This is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new five-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Marauders now lead the Tarpons 4-0 here on Paws and Happy Dog, wagging his tail vigorously. Enjoying the action from the right field bleachers. Here's Ryan for Salinas, leading off a swing and a line drive down the left field line, pulled toward the corner. Fair ball, and that's going to get deadened in the corner and into second base, cruising with leadoff double is Ryan for Salinas. That dirt a little bit moist here in the field at Lecom, and so that ball just falling with a splat down in the corner. Didn't even get the chance to introduce the new pitcher to you yet. Johan Montero, right-hander for the Marauders, takes over in relief of Po Yu Chen. You can see Randy Romero hustling after that ball, looking like he was preparing for the carom off the wall, and saw that ball land and not make much of a bounce on the wet dirt. So had to pick up his pace on the run. Salinas with a double. Here's Luis Santos, number 9 hitter in the order for the Tarpons. Montero looks at second, and his pitch. Santos checks his swing, pitches a called strike anyway. The final line for Po Yu Chen tonight, a good one. 5 scoreless innings, 1 hit, didn't walk anybody, struck out 3. Numbers for Montero are solid, just flashed on your screen for those watching on MLB TV. Next pitch, swung on, lifted to right field. Fairly deep, Nolasco back, tracking it. He makes the catch, runner tagging from second. Nolasco's throw toward third is cut off by Sung Che Chang. Sliding into third with no throw is Ryan for Salinas. Heads up base running there by Salinas on the relatively deep fly ball. So that takes care of Santos and Alexander Vargas, who is 1-for-2. Bats next. Montero, the numbers this season, 4.05 ERA and 13 appearances out of the bullpen. 1.15 whip, looking good. Vargas a chance to drive in a run for Tampa. The pitch, he looks at a fastball strike on the outside corner. First year at full season ball for Montero. Pitched in the Florida Complex League last year for the Pirates' gold team. swings out in front of an off-speed pitch for strike two. Good change of speed there by Montero. Vargas clearly guessing fastball there. Here's the set by the right-hander. Montero kicks his leg and deals the 0-2 breaking ball way outside. Montero joined the Marauders at the end of April. April the 29th, brought up from the complex. He's been a pretty reliable member of the bullpen since then. Six walks, 19 strikeouts over his 20 total innings of work. The 1-2 now. Vargas swings at a breaking ball, lines it softly into right field for a base hit. He was very early on that pitch. Was still able to muscle it into the outfield, though. And the Tarpons are on the board on the RBI single with one out. One away with a man on first now, Jason Dominguez. Bats next. Yankees number 8 prospect is 0-2 tonight. Switch hitter batting left-handed against the righty Montero. Pitch is way inside. Dominguez stepping over it. Nearly nailing his feet in the batter's box. Dominguez noticeably a little bit of a sleeker build this season. Came in with a lot of bulk late last summer. Pick off to first, late. Vargas dives in safely. And many took notice of that. Dominguez putting on a lot of muscle late last season, and many felt that it maybe slowed him down in the field and on the base paths a little bit. Montero with a pause, dancing off first, Vargas. Montero not budging, here's the pitch now. Dominguez swings and foul, tips it into Cook's mitt. Count goes to 1-1. Now Dominguez working hard in the offseason and slimming down just a hair while not cutting down that short frame. Listed at 5'10", 190 pounds, still just 19 years old. The 1-1. Dominguez swings and misses, down to a knee on the follow-through. Johan Montero grabbing that rosin bag, throwing it down to the ground once he's finished. Bending at the waist, right arm dangling by his side as he holds the ball in his hand. Now the hands together above the belt. Right-hander's 1-2. Dominguez takes low and inside. Alexander Vargas lifting a RBI single on a soft line drive to right field moments ago, putting the Tarpons on the board. Bradenton still working with a 3-run lead here in the sixth. Montero trying to freeze the runner on first with a long pause. 2-2 now. Taken outside. Dominguez works a full count. Train in the distance, likely hauling some goods away from the Tropicana facility. A couple of miles away in the direction of right field here in Bradenton. Good leadoff first by Vargas, and with that in mind, a pick out to first by Montero. Vargas back in safely diving. Shortstop Chang, shaded up toward the middle, close to the bag. Montero with the 3-2 pitch to Dominguez. Runner goes, a swing and a line drive down the right field line. This is pulled foul. Six foot, 387 pounds. Montero, the right-hander out of Maracay, Venezuela. Signed with the Pirates out of Venezuela in 2018. Made his pro debut the following summer in the DSL. 2019, 17 relief appearances. Pitched to a 2.57 ERA in that rookie season. 3-2 again, runner not going, and the pitch is in the dirt for ball four. Vargas was in motion. He goes in with a slide. Not aware that that pitch was in for ball four, forcing him up to second base anyway. Yolk is first out of the pen in relief. Two Tying run to the plate now in the form of Anthony Garcia. First and second with one away. Montero look back at second. Now the pitch to Garcia. He swings and pops it up. Third base side, headed out of play. Garcia takes some big cuts. Always within control, though. Good sound mechanically swing. 11 home runs in the season. Tied for the team lead. Tied for second in the league. The set. Montero deals the 0-1. Garcia lays off outside for ball one. He also has one of the best eyes in the league. 59 walks this season. Leads the FSL. That's contributed to a .383 on base percentage. Look back at second again, the 1-1. Garcia looks at a breaking ball for strike two. Curveball from Montero, well spotted. Garcia not opting to go for it. Montero ahead in the count. Let's see what he goes to here on 1-2. Has the signal from Cook, ready with his hands together. Look back at second, Vargas dancing off the bag. And the pitch, 1-2 to Garcia. Take in just low and outside for ball two. Marauders opt not to challenge it. Another look at that. Okay, yeah. Looked to be a couple of inches off the plate. The Marauders and the Tarpons both have two challenges remaining tonight. Timeout called. The sixth inning turning into a real chess match now. Bradenton working with a three-run lead, but the powerful Anthony Garcia at the plate. First and second, one away. He represents the tying run. Montero glances at second, looking the runner back. There, 2-2 pitch. Take in low and outside for ball three. Marauders outfielders playing very deep here in Garcia. Center fielder Campagna practically a few long strides away from the warning track out there. A couple of steps toward right center. 3-2 from Montero. Garcia swings and misses. Strike three. Blew him away on the fastball. The hat trick for Anthony Garcia tonight. Down on strikes for the third time. Right on the outer half of the plate. Garcia, a vicious cut. Couldn't make contact. A huge second out. Here comes Antonio Gomez, though, who also has some pop from the right side. Gomez this season. Power numbers, two home runs, .288 slugging percentage. Very small sample size we're looking at here. Breaking ball misses outside. Gomez playing just north of 40 games in the season. Timeout called and mid at bat here. Pitching coach Yorman Bizardo out for a mound visit. Trying to help Johan Montero settle down here. Right-hander pitches with a lot of passion and sometimes as a pitching coach. Yorman Bizardo, a man with some big league experience. Got to go out there and help settle your guy down. Slow the game down a little bit. I was about to give the numbers and the lefty-righty splits on Antonio Gomez, which are not drastic. Gomez batting .209 against right-handers, of which Montero is .239 against left-handers. So not some very big splits for Antonio Gomez, although facing right-handers, the lower part of his splits. The count, one ball, no strikes on Gomez. Mound meeting finishes. First and second still with two outs for the Tarpons. Marauders leading 4-1 here in the sixth inning. 1-0 to Gomez. He swings and misses. Strike one. Is never high for Montero, never has been in his career. 68 strikeouts, 78 career innings. He can generate some swings and misses on that fastball. The pitch, 1-1. Vargas goes for third. Pitch is high. Throw to third is nearly sailed into left field. And safe on the play is Alexander Vargas. Norquis Marcos goes tumbling into a lump over him. And thankfully, both men are okay. Now, had Cook's throw been more on target, the Marauders would have had a shot at getting Vargas there. Trailing runner Jason Dominguez, meanwhile, stays at first base. like a sort of tentative steal attempt there anyway by Vargas. A little bit of a late jump, and he lucked out somewhat on the off-its-mark throw. 2-1 on Antonio Gomez. 3-run lead for the Marauders. Montero's pitch swung on and lined down the right field line. Foul. That was a check swing by Gomez. And he smoked a line drive about 150 feet down that right field line. That's some kind of strength. The count is even at 2-2. Deuces wild. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, and 2 runners aboard for the Tarpons. Montero looking to escape the jam with no further damage. Now the right-hander's pitch is swung on and lifted high and deep to right center field. Sprinting back, Campagna. Hat flies off, and this ball is out of his reach onto the warning track. Scoring is Alexander Vargas. Jason Dominguez right behind him. It's a 2-run double by Antonio Gomez, and the Tarpons have the tying run in scoring position. Sergio Campagna, long strides trying to flag that ball down. Just out of his reach, though. Ended up hitting the padded wall hard. And it goes from a 4-0 Marauders lead to a 4-3 lead. So the tying run into scoring position for the dangerous Marcos Cabrera. Here's the set. Montero offers up the first pitch, a fastball high and inside, and that grazed him, I believe. Oh, nope. Calling it a foul ball. Heard some sort of sound as the ball deflected away toward the first base side. And I think that Marcos is trying to indicate that it hit him. Nelson Fraley not going for it. Montero is trying to strand that tying run on second. The 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball. Swing and a miss. He chased in the dirt. Strike two. Grant Cook, a good block. A 4-run Marauders lead has dwindled to a 1-run advantage here in the sixth. Johan Montero, rocky go-around here in his first inning out of the bullpen. He pauses. The 0-2 pitch. Marcos Cabrera takes low and outside on a curveball. Ball one. All this coming after the Tarpons managed just one hit, one base runner through their first five innings. That coming against Po Yu Chen. One of the best starts of his career. Montero ahead 1-2 on Cabrera. Here's the pitch. Swing and a bouncing ball. Hit foul. Michelle Hernandez, third base coach for the Tarpons, not able to make the leaping grab. And there's one dog down there who is either very excited or very frustrated by a nearby dog. Looks like a lab dog barking at a husky. 1-2 will do it again. Cabrera waits. Here's Montero with a pitch. A breaking ball clips him in the shoulder, or did it? No, it didn't. Almost looked like it changed direction. Cabrera turns away from it, though, so it's ball two. 2-2. Now the set. With Gomez on second base representing the tying run, the 2-2 pitch. Cabrera swings in, lines it foul, out of play, first base side. Tarpons hitters fighting, battling, trying to tie this game up at 4. Johan Montero trying to preserve this lead that the Marauders bats built for the pitching staff. Long look at second base, the 2-2 again, a swing and a miss. Down goes Cabrera, strike 3 after the high fastball. 3 runs across for the Tarpons, but the Marauders leave with the lead still intact. Bottom of the sixth coming up. Bradenton 4, Tampa 3. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime
at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
With the Marauders' lead suddenly dwindled back down to one run, Bradenton looks to add back on Sergio Camp. Tampa right-hander Richard Fitz, the motion and the pitch, a fastball swung and a shattered bat, bouncing ball into right field for a base hit. Sergio Campagna's bat explodes on the swing. The barrel spins over to the third base bag. That bat dies a hero. Leadoff single for Sergio Campagna, and he has a 3-for-3 ball game. Pitch appeared to be right off the end of the bat. And Anthony Garcia over at first base trying to get a read on that grounder off the bat. Misread it. The ball flew by him right to his backhand side. Those 3 hits for Campagna, a season high. Wyatt Hendry's next up. The pitch. Breaking ball, low and outside. Hendry's friend and longtime San Diego State teammate, Mike Jarvis, promoted to High A Greensboro earlier today. Hendry, the DH in this game, batting 6th in the order. RBI triple back in the second. The pitch. Hendry lays off high. Trevor Holloway, slider specialist for the Tarpons, loosening in the visitor's bullpen in left field. 77 pitches for Fitz here in the 6th inning with nobody out. 2-0, there goes Campagna for second. Pitch to strike. Gomez throw to second. Not nearly in time. A steal for Sergio Campagna. 16th stolen base of the year by Campagna. Having himself a career night tonight. Almost overslid the bag on that headfirst dive. 2-1 the count on Wyatt Hendry. RBI opportunity for the Marauders DH with Campagna on second base. Outfield straight away, not playing very deep. Here comes Fitz with a 2-1. Hendry takes a fastball onto the inside corner, a strike. Mitchell Miller starting to toss for the Marauders in their bullpen. 6'6" left-hander. Pitch number 80 on the evening for Fitz right here. The 2-2 to Hendry swung on line to first base, caught by Garcia, and he runs it to second base himself, momentum carrying him that way, and Wyatt Hendry lines into a double play. Plain old bad luck there for the Marauders. Randy Romero will try and start things fresh for the Marauders here. The windup and the pitch by Fitz. Fastball right there for a strike. Remains an impressive strikes to balls ratio here for Fitz. 80 pitches, 60 of them for strikes. Is 0-1. Fastball swung on, popped up, foul over our heads here in the booth. Cool, gentle breeze blowing in from center field now. Marauders leading 4-3 over the Tarpons in the home half of the 6th inning at Leacon Park. 0-2, Romero takes low. Still seeing occasional flashes of lightning off beyond left field. We had a 34-minute weather delay at the end of the second inning tonight. Fitz the windup in the 1-2. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Romero gone. Strike 3. The Marauders get nothing here in the 6th. On to the 7th. Bradenton leading by 1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join us for Pride Night at Leacom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and Also Youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Six-foot-six-inch tall left-hander Mitchell Miller will pitch the seventh inning for the Marauders, who lead the Tarpons 4-3. Miller's still one of the newest members of the Marauders pitching staff. And the begoggled left-hander, sporting a bloated ERA at 9 over his first 5 appearances in Marauders uniform. 8 hits allowed over his 6 innings of work. And Miller, the southpaw, will go to work against 6-7-8 in the Tarpons' order. Miller touched up for 6 earned runs over those 7 2/3 innings. He's ready with his first pitch of the evening, and the pitch to Kyle Battle misses low. Johan Montero, not a great night out of the bullpen in the 6th inning for the Marauders. Roughed up for 3 runs on 3 hits. Saw Marauders' 4-0 lead collapse into a 4-3 slim 1-run lead. 1-0 to Battle, fastball for a strike from Miller. Pirates signed Miller over the offseason out of the independent ranks. Ogden Raptors of the Pioneer League. 1-1 pitch. That's 24 appearances in the Pioneer League last summer for Miller. 5.91 ERA. Take that with a grain of salt. A notoriously hitter-friendly environment throughout that league. 2-1 pitch. Swinging a line drive. Shot foul toward the right field corner. And that Pioneer League, you're playing in places like Billings, Montana, Ogden, Utah, Missoula, Montana. A lot of high-elevation, dry-air cities where the ball flies like crazy. So pitchers' numbers and hitters' numbers both inflated in their own ways, typically. 2-2 pitch, cut on and missed, strike 3. Mitchell Miller, a crafty breaking ball. And he strikes out the first man he faces tonight. Breaking ball onto the inside corner to the right-handed batter from the lefty there. Now a lefty-on-lefty showdown. Ben Rice digs into the box. The pitch. Rice swings and bounces one to second. Shuffling to his right is Davies Nadal. He collects it. Throw it on to first is in time for the second out. Looks like a fastball in the inner half there from Miller. Two outs relatively quickly to begin the seventh, and left fielder Reimer Salinas, who started a sixth-inning rally for the Tarpons with a double, will bat next. Marauders 4, Tarpons 3, top 7. The pitch, right-handed batter swings early and misses. Big curveball from the left-hander. Miller shows the high black socks on the mound. And a pitch clock violation called on Reimer Salinas. That's an automatic strike, too. Suddenly Miller one strike away from a perfect seventh inning. He sets. And the 0-2 toss. Salinas checks his swing. He cannot hold up. Strike three. He chases. Mitchell Miller, three up, three down here in the seventh, up by one. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Leacom Park on Sunday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Leacom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Right-hander Trevor Holloway on to pitch in relief for the Tarpons as we move to the bottom of the seventh. Sparkling 2.19 ERA on the season for Holloway. 30 strikeouts, only 11 walks. And the pitch to Grant Cook. Fastball misses outside, ball one. Richard Fitz, not a bad start tonight, although he gave up quite a few hits. Eight hits allowed over six innings. Four runs, three earned. The 1-0 to Cook, slider low and outside. Fitz matched his season high with eight strikeouts, but those eight hits allowed were a new season high for the right-hander. Not receiving sufficient run support from his teammates, he stands in line to be the losing pitcher in this one unless that lead changes hands. 2-0 pitch, high and inside to Cook, 3-0 from Holloway. Cook a strikeout victim from Fitz in his first two at-bats tonight. He's ahead 3-0 here against the reliever Holloway. Right-hander sets chest high. 3-0 is over the outside corner on a slider. Strike. Some of our most vocal and supportive fans down behind the Marauders dugout. Back at it again tonight. The 3-1 pitch. Cook swings and lifts a high fly ball left center field. Dominguez over. A few steps, he has it, and he makes the one-handed catch. Cook retired, one away. Here's Norquis Marcos, who's had a two-hit game out of the nine spot in the order. That has helped him end an eight-game hitless skid, during which he was 0-22. Marauders trying to build up this one-run lead in the seventh. The pitch, Marcos leans backwards away from the high and tight fastball. Holloway ready. And the 1-0. Fastball swung on, foul back. Holloway, a 25-year-old who attended Central Florida. University of Central Florida, located out in Orlando. Fort Wayne, Indiana native. Celebrated his 25th birthday just a little over a week ago. 1.26 whip over his 18 appearances, each of them coming in relief. 30 strikeouts over 25 innings of work. The 1-1. Breaking ball swung on, lifted to shallow right, charging in, battle. He reaches out and makes a basket-style catch on the run. Marquise Marcos almost had himself a three-hit game. Kyle Battle got a good jump on that ball, though, and chased it down on the fly. Sung Chae Ching, who has found his way aboard twice tonight, will bat for the fourth time. RBI single in the fifth, also walked in the third inning. Third baseman Cabrera playing up. Here's the pitch. Chang takes a backdoor bender for a strike. There's that happy Husky down on the first base side again. If you're a subscriber to MILB.TV, you get all the beautiful sights along with the sounds for our broadcast. Here's the 0-1 to Chang. That one's in there for strike two. Another slider from Holloway. Marty the Marauder on top of that Bradenton dugout, first base side. Entertaining fans in this tight, late ball game. Holloway comes home with the 0-2. Chang takes a skipper in the dirt. Marauders trying to make up some lost ground in the standings here early in the second half. Bradenton 2-4 in their first six second half games. Tampa 5-1 leading the West. Marauders already mired three games out of first place. Tied with Clearwater for that distinction. Chang gets the 1-2. Swinging a soft liner to short and playing in the shift. The third baseman Cabrera to his left makes the easy catch. Inning over, the Marauders go in order. We head to the eighth. Bradenton 4, Tampa 3. This is the Marauders.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Tarpon's second baseman Luis Santos leads off the eighth inning for the visitors. Marauders lefty Mitchell Miller back for his second inning of work out of the bullpen. Georgia native deals his first pitch of the inning, swinging a line drive slash foul down the right field line. Thunks into the metal bleachers, and a couple of kids go chasing after it. And of course the dogs are going to be barking as they see the kids running. They want to join in on the fun. One of our paws and claws Friday nights here at Leacom tonight. 0-1 pitch, swung on, grounded up the middle. Chang to his left, slides to a stop, and throws late to first base, not nearly in time. Single. Sung Chae Ching not giving up on that ball, but he couldn't really do much to prevent that infield hit. Had a little bit of trouble finding the grip on the baseball inside his glove, transferring to the throwing hand. Even so, though, not likely he would have been able to get Santos had the transfer been quicker. Alexander Vargas bats right-handed for the first time tonight. He looks at a fastball strike from Miller. For Mitchell Miller, a collegiate career split between Clemson, two seasons, and West Texas A&M, two seasons there. Comes to a set And a throw over to first base. Pick up not in time. Santos back in, standing up. Alexander Vargas from the West Cuba city of Matanzas, Cuba. Western part of the island. 0-1 pitch. Vargas takes a little too high in the breaking ball. Marauders lead this game 4-3. It was once a 4-0 lead coming out of the fifth inning. Tampa rallied for three, though, in the sixth inning. Now the 1-1. Swing and a pop-up, first base side. Bo went over to give it a look, but it falls into the crowd. Marauders got their four runs as follows. Second inning, RBI triple Wyatt Hendry. Fourth inning, solo shot to left field by Sergio Campagna, as we see Junior Tebow throwing in the Marauders' bullpen now. Fifth inning, RBI singles by Sungche Cheng and Jace Bowen. That built the Marauders' 4-0 lead. The 1-2 from Miller, way outside to Vargas. Goes to 2-2. The Tarpons fought back with three runs in the sixth. RBI single by this man, Alexander Vargas. Later on, a two-run double by Antonio Gomez to right center. Miller sets and deals the 2-2. Vargas swings in, fouls one off. So Junior Tebow continuing to heat up in the Marauders' bullpen. Mitchell Miller-Trinton looking to maintain the one-run lead. Junior Tebow's gotten a couple of high-leverage opportunities lately. Miller sets, ready with a 2-2 pitch. Here it is, a swing and a miss. Vargas goes for a changeup and comes up empty. Wicked change of pace there from Mitchell Miller, who picks up his third strikeout tonight. Nasty stuff there as Vargas chases well out of the zone. Jason Dominguez, also a switch hitter, bats from the right side against Miller, the southpaw. Tying run on first for the Tarpons here in the eighth inning. Miller delivers, swinging at a chopper foul by Dominguez. Luis Santos on first base, beat out an infield single that rolled up the middle leading off the inning. Jason Dominguez, 4-for-12 in this series, with a pair of runs batted in. Throw over to first, and back in safely is Santos. Santos playing in his 27th game for the Tarpons. He has just one steal. Jack Neely, right-hander, throwing in the Tarpons' bullpen now. The 0-1 for Miller. That's a fastball, upstairs and outside. Deep shade of navy blue. The skies around Lecom Park now, matching the jerseys of the visiting Tarpons. Small lead off first by Santos. Here's Miller's 1-1. Dominguez lays off outside for ball two. Mitchell Miller has been scored upon in three of his four appearances as a Marauder. Looking good so far tonight, though. Facing a runner on first base here with one out. 2-1 on Dominguez. The pitch is swung on and bounced to third. Softly bouncing foul. Other scores around the league tonight. Lakeland leading Clearwater. 3-0. Top of the ninth inning. Dunedin 5-0. Leading Fort Myers. Bottom of the fourth inning. And a couple of games going. Miller, a long look at first. And now the 2-2. Dominguez lays off low and outside. The count is full. Finally, the other score of the Florida State League that has gone final. St. Lucie, winners of the first half. They keep on cruising 9-3 over Jupiter. Three balls and two strikes to Jason Dominguez with Luis Santos on first. Here's the payoff from Miller. Dominguez takes outside for ball four, and that'll put the go-ahead run on base for the Tarpons. A trip to the mound here by Grant Cook. With Mitchell Miller finding himself in a jam as Jason Dominguez earns his second walk of the game. One of the last guys you want to see to the plate here, Anthony Garcia. Pivotal situation. Garcia came through last night with a go-ahead two-run blast. Here is Jonathan Johnston out of the Marauders dugout. And that may be all for the night for Mitchell Miller. Junior Tebow has been warming up in the bullpen. Here's Johnston onto the slope. Talking to his pitcher as well as catcher Cook and all four infielders joining the conversation. Johnston talking directly to his left-hander. Maybe assessing how he's feeling right now. This is buying Tebow a little more time at the bullpen, meanwhile. Plate umpire Nelson Fraley out to break things up, and Miller's going to stay in for now. So buying some extra time for the bullpen, as well as cluing in Mitchell Miller on who he's facing here. Assessing where his mind is at. Jonathan Johnston trying to help his left-hander through this jam. Anthony Garcia, go-ahead two-run homer in the eighth inning last night. He's at the plate here in the eighth inning in this one, a one-run lead for the Marauders with two men aboard. Here is the set. Miller kicks and delivers. Garcia takes a fastball high, ball one. With Antonio Gomez, I imagine this might be Miller's last batter of the night with Tebow the righty loosening. Miller sets away from his chest. The 1-0 pitch, Garcia takes low and inside for ball two. 24 pitches, 14 for strikes. Miller got off to a strong start in the strike-throwing department. Three up and three down in the seventh. Little bumpier road here in the eighth inning. Left-hander steps off the rubber. Marauders outfielders are playing Garcia straight away and deep. Here's the 2-0 from the southpaw. Garcia takes low and outside. Ball three, 3-0. Back-to-back three-ball counts for Mitchell Miller. Squeezed into a tight scenario here in the eighth inning. He's ready. The 3-0 pitch to Garcia is swung on and missed for strike one. Garcia sitting dead red on the fastball. He got it, but couldn't send it anywhere. Let's see if that helps Miller back into the at-bat. Garcia down on strikes each of his first three trips tonight. Miller looks back at second. The 3-1 pitch. Garcia takes too high, ball four. That loads the bases. And that is all for Miller. Johnston back out of the Marauders dugout. That's going to be it for the left-hander. And he's going to Junior Tebow, the right-hander, to face the right-handed batting Antonio Gomez. So a big spot for both teams here. Marauders clutching a 4-3 lead. Top of the eighth. Tampa loading the bases with one out. We'll be right back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country for memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd, for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Junior Tebow steps into a difficult situation here for the Marauders. Bases loaded, one out for Tampa, with the Marauders leading by a slim 4-3 margin. Junior Tebow on the season, 5.06 ERA, that has ballooned back upwards on him lately. Does have the strikeout stuff, 31 strikeouts over 26 and two-thirds innings. The walks have been a recurring problem, though. 18 walks issued over that same span. He is tasked with facing Antonio Gomez, the Tarpons' right-handed hitting catcher, who delivered a two-run double back in the sixth inning that brought the Tarpons within one run. Scores remained the same since that sixth inning, but here Tampa threatening, bases loaded. Luis Santos, lead runner on third base, as Tebow sets. And the pitch to Gomez. A fastball swung on, lifted to right field. Nolasco camping underneath it. Let's see if they test him. Catch made by Nolasco. Coming home, Santos. Throw to the plate. Is in plenty of time. He batters are out of the inning. What a throw home from Rodolfo Nolasco in right field. Two and the inning. We head to the bottom of the eighth. Marauders 4, Tarpons 3. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.com. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Jace Bowen leads off the bottom of the eighth for the Marauders by swinging and tapping the first pitch foul from new right-hander Jack Neely on mound for the Tarpons for the second time in this series. Marauders 4, Tarpons 3, as Neely deals, and his fastball misses high at 95 on the radar gun. 1-1 the count. A phenomenal end to the top of the eighth inning. Marauders escaping a bases-loaded one-out jam. Fly ball right field by Antonio Gomez. Catch made. Throw home by Rodolfo Nolasco. Nailed Luis Santos trying to score. Next pitch, a slider strike to Bowen. 1-2. Got the Marauders out of the inning in a big, big way, preserving the 4-3 lead. Now Bradenton trying to play add-on here in the home half of the eighth. Neely with a 1-2. Slider swung on, bounced weakly to short. Right there for it on the short hop is Vargas. He fires to first base in time. One gone. So Jace Bowen retired, and Davies Nadal 0-for-3 out of the number 3 spot tonight. Bats for the fourth time. 3 runs, 5 hits, an error for the Tarpons. 4 runs, 8 hits, 1 error for the Marauders. Neely, a slight step in the pitch. Breaking ball misses low. Neely, one of the few guys who'll come across who will go with a slide step with bases empty. One of the most simple of deliveries you'll find anywhere. Here's the pitch to Nadal. Fastball high, ball two. Mid-90s fastball for Neely, as we've seen. 94-95 on the heater. San Antonio, Texas native. Drafted the 11th round last year by the Yankees out of Ohio State. Next pitch is way upstairs for ball three. Neely strikes out a lot of batters. 61 strikeouts over 34 innings. Opponents batting just 211 off him. 3-0, Nadal looks at a fastball strike. Neely, 2 appearances, a couple of scoreless innings. Struck out 5, didn't walk anybody in that brief look at the low A level. Neely trying to keep this one close for the visitors here in the eighth. 3-1. Nadal takes a backdoor slider into the zone for a strike. Infield and outfield, shaded slightly to the pull side on the left-handed batter, Nadal. 3-2 pitch. He takes low and inside, earning a six-pitch walk. First time under the bases tonight for Davies Nadal. He's now reached base safely in 13 of his last 16 games. And now the man who got it done with his throwing arm last half inning will look to get it done with the bat. Six home runs for Rodolfo Nolasco, 31 runs batted in, both second on the team behind Jace Bowen. Trying to extend the Bradenton lead here in the eighth. Neely delivers, and Nolasco takes a slider low and away. Looking at the lefty-righty splits for Nolasco. As Neely comes set, and the 1-0 coming. Nolasco swings and lifts this one to short center field. Second baseman going out, and Santos makes the catch on the pop-up. Two outs. So I'll have to save that nugget for another day. Lefty-righty splits. Nothing crazy for Nolasco. As Jack Neely takes care of him. Sergio Campagna, who crushed a solo homer to left field in the fourth inning, will bat next. Season high, three hits tonight for Campagna. Home run sandwiched by a pair of singles in his first and third at bats. First pitch to him here, a fastball strike at 95, painting the black in the outside corner. Challenge coming here from Campagna. And the call is overturned. One ball, no strikes. Successful challenge. Getting settled back into the box. Tapping the corners of that plate with that red-barreled bat. A little bit different of a stance lately for Campagna. Here's the 1-0. Campagna swings and lines one to left center field. Drops in for a base hit. Around second, heading for third is Nadal. He will make it there easily with no throw. Davies Nadal, first to third on the play. Now he's coming home and he scores! Tampa defense not paying attention out in left center field. Davies Nadal decides, hey, why not an additional 90 feet here? Sergio Campagna strokes the base hit to left center. Pretty routine job there. Nadal going first to third on the single. And Tampa defenders not taking notice. Davies Nadal just gets up, dusts himself off, and heads home. Plunging across home plate with a head first dive. That's huge for the Marauders. That makes it a two-run lead here in the eighth inning. So Campagna on first base, two away for Wyatt Hendry. Here's Neely with the pitch. Hendry takes a breaking ball inside. Here's the set. 1-0 from Neely. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Hendry chased. Little infield shift on for the right-handed batting Hendry. Second baseman Santos close to the middle. Third baseman Cabrera guarding the line. Now the 1-1. Fastball to Hendry. Strike called on the outside corner. Hendry wants to challenge. Nelson Fraley looks toward the booth. Let's see what we get. That call is overturned. 2-1 now on Hendry. Marauders a couple of successful challenges here in the eighth inning. Sergio Campagna able to change the momentum in his favor last time. Let's see what Hendry can do on 2-1. Neely delivers. Hendry takes outside for ball three. We'll see how the overturn of a ball or strike call can really change the momentum of the at-bat. Hendry going from now. The pitch. Hendry takes a breaking ball for strike two. Sergio Campagna will get a jump from first base on this 3-2 pitch. Here is the set. 3-2 from Neely. There goes Campagna. Breaking ball check swing by Hendry, and the plate umpire Fraley rings him up himself. So the inning is over, but the Marauders get a run on good hustle by Davies Nadal. 5-3 Bradenton heading to the ninth. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders lead 5-3, three outs to go here at Lecom Park for a win to avoid a four-game losing streak for Bradenton. Nice Friday night here at the park. Junior Tebow is back to pitch the ninth after getting the final two outs of the eighth inning. Marcos Cabrera leads off for the Tarpons here in the ninth. Tebow sets and delivers to Cabrera. Swing and a miss at a first pitch slider. Fastball slider for Tebow. That fastball, mid-90s, can hike it up to 97-98. Here's the pitch. Swing and a pitch and popped up on the first base side out of play. Tebow ahead 0-2 on Marcos Cabrera. Here's pitch number 3. Fastball too high. Couldn't get a chase. It's 1-2. 5-6-7 in the order for Tampa. Marcos Cabrera, Kyle Battle, Ben Rice. All three of those men are hitless tonight. Tebow kicks and deals the 1-2. That is buried in the dirt on his slider. And Cabrera wisely taking ball 2. Tebow, the 24-year-old from the Dominican Republic, has a few saves to his credit this season. He's ready. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Down goes Cabrera on a Tebow fastball for strike 3. Tebow this season, 4 saves and 6 opportunities, looking to make it 5. Kyle Battle, 0-for-3, a strikeout victim his last time. Marauders, 2 outs away, leading 5-3 here in the ninth at Lecom Park. Tebow sets and delivers to Battle. First pitch, a fastball swung on, lifted high and deep to right field. Nolasco back. He tracks it against the night sky. Makes the catch. 2 away here in the ninth inning. 1 out to go to snap this losing skid for the Marauders. And it's up to Ben Rice to keep this thing alive for the Tarpons. Cohasset, Massachusetts native. 12th round pick out of Dartmouth last year by the Yankees. Some power from the left side of the plate. 0-for-3 tonight. Tebow delivers, and the pitch is a fastball for strike 1 at 95 miles per hour. Baseball in the blood for the Rice family. Ben's dad, Dan, played baseball at Brown in the mid-1980s. Rice awaiting the 0-1. Here it is from Tebow. A swing and a miss of the slider for strike 2. One more to go for Marauders' win here at Lecom Park tonight. Tebow gets the sign from Cook. Comes set. The 0-2 pitch is taken inside for ball 1. Not a bad spot on the slider, but just missing the inside corner. Still ahead in the count, 1-2. Tebow has the signal again. Ready. The 1-2 pitch to Rice. There's a breaking ball popped up out of play on the third base side. He stays alive. Rice tonight has struck out swinging, flat out to the right fielder, and grounded out to second. Junior Tebow trying to finish this one off. The 1-2 again. A swing and a bouncing ball. A high chopper down the first baseline. Foul. We'll do it again. Rodolfo Nolasco in right field over to grab that ball. Clear it from the field. Throws it to a fan standing on the boardwalk above the Marauders bullpen. Ben Rice, limited action with the Tarpons this year. 234 hitter, one home run, 9 runs batted in. He settles back in from the left side. Swinging a tan bat, waiting for the Tebow 1-2. Tebow, the right-hander, delivers, and Rice checks his swing. Did he go? Yes, he did! The ball game is over, and the Marauders win it. 5-3, your final score here at Lee Cobb Park. Junior Tebow picks up his 5th save of the season and a 3-game losing streak. We'll step aside when we come back. The Marauders post-game show comes your way. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Welcome to the Marauders post-game show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next.
Welcome to the Marauders post-game show, live from Leacom Park. Spencer Smith back with you on this Friday as the Marauders pull out a 5-3 win over the Tampa Tarpons, ending a 3-game losing streak for the Marauders. Here's how tonight's game went. Bottom of the second inning, the Marauders opened the scoring as Sergio Campagna reached on an infield single down the third baseline. He then scored on a Wyatt-Hendry triple to right field that just evaded the grasp of right fielder Kyle Battle on the running and leaping grab. After the second inning, a brief rain delay, a little over half an hour. We got back at it in the top of the third inning. Po Yu Chen continued to deal. He went through 5 scoreless innings, struck out 3, didn't walk anybody. In fact, only allowed 1 base runner on a single to Alexander Vargas in the fourth inning. Marauders struck again in the bottom of the fourth inning. Sergio Campagna, solo homer. Bottom of the fifth inning, a couple of back-to-back RBI singles by Sung Chae Cheng and Jace Bowen made it 4-0, Bradenton. Tampa, however, rallied in the top of the sixth. RBI single by Alexander Vargas, his second hit of the game, and a 2-run double by Antonio Gomez made it a 1-run contest. The score stood at 4-3 after 6 innings. Neither team scored in the seventh. The Marauders able to add on in the bottom of the eighth inning. They got an RBI single from Campagna on a line drive to left center, making it 5-3, and Junior Tebow slammed the door shut in the ninth, with a 1-2-3 ninth inning, striking out a pair of batters to get the Marauders the victory. Some nice hustle, by the way, from Davies Nadal on that RBI single from Campagna, getting the Marauders that insurance run in the eighth inning, catching the Tarpons defense napping briefly in shallow left center field. So that gave the Marauders some additional cushion on the scoreboard. They get a 5-3 win tonight. Final totals in this game for the Tarpons, 3 runs, 5 hits, 1 error. They left 4 men on base. And for the Marauders, 5 runs, 9 hits, 1 error, and also 4 men left on base. The winning pitcher is Po Yu Chen, well-deserved. 5 scoreless innings and, as mentioned, 5 innings. The loss goes to Richard Fitz, and Junior Thibault picks up his 5th save of the season. Time of game, 2 hours and 11 minutes. We had a 35-minute weather delay at the end of the second inning. It was 88 degrees and mostly cloudy at the time of first pitch. Tonight's game played in front of a crowd of 601 here at Lee Comp Park. With the Tarpons' loss, they dropped to 5-2 in the second half. And with the Marauders' win, they improved to 3-4. We'll step aside one more time. When we come back, we'll give you the Marauders' player of the game and a look at what's next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back on the Marauders postgame show after a 5-3 Marauders win over the Tampa Tarpons, it's time to name our Marauders player of the game. And tonight those honors go to Sergio Campagna, a season-high 4 hits tonight for Campagna, including a solo homer in the 4th inning, an RBI single in the 8th inning that saw some good hustle from Davies Nadal, who was on the base paths, getting the Marauders an insurance run late in the contest. Sergio Campagna's 4-hit, 2 RBI. Campagna is tonight's Marauders player of the game. Well, the series continues tomorrow. A couple of right-handers squaring off in the pitching matchup. Carlos Jimenez gets the ball for Bradenton against right-hander Chandler Champlain for the Tarpons. Another 6:30 p.m. first pitch. We will begin pregame coverage at 6:15 p.m. tomorrow for our Saturday ball game. We hope you can join us. Tickets are still available online at BradentonMarauders.com. Once again, the Marauders win tonight, 5-3 over the Tampa Tarpons. For everyone here at the Bradenton Marauders, this is Spencer Smith saying so long and good night from Lee Comp Park.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball.